Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Rappaport to the rescue with award-winning animal advocate, best-selling author, journalist, and pet products creator, Jill Rappaport.
Hi, welcome to Rappaport to the Rescue. I'm Jill Rappaport. And at this time of year, the wonderful holidays, we all think about what we are truly grateful for. Of course, our families, our beloved friends, and our fur children. My four rescue pooches and four beautiful horses truly make my life totally complete. Our animals give us such joy and love and companionship that there are really no words for what they add to our lives. I know I can't put into words the joy that they give me every day. But I also wanted to take the time today to say how grateful I also am for someone who has joined this podcast in October. Deborah Cribbs, my cat correspondent, has added so much to this show with her knowledge, expertise, and commitment to kittens and cats everywhere. She is the woman behind the incredible initiative, the Give Them 10 movement out of Ohio. And every segment she has done for Rappaport to the Rescue is filled with passion and panache. Up until now, I had never met Deborah in person. So you can imagine how thrilled I was when she came to New York from Ohio and met me at Best Friends Pet Adoption Center in Soho, where I have been doing my Home for the Holidays campaign with so many wonderful underdogs, the seniors, the bully breeds, and the special needs, and cats, trying to get them placed in time for the holidays. This organization is incredible, and working with them has truly been an honor. In fact, we were just featured with my campaign on Good Day New York with the wonderful Rosanna Scotto and Kurt Menefee. I will be on Extra, Extra, Extra with one of my beautiful bully breeds, Sterling. Oh, I just adore her. I can't believe she doesn't have a home yet. But once you see this segment, you're going to want to take her home. Now, getting back to Deborah, you are about to hear the wonderful segment we did as she met some of the incredible cats at Best Friends. Our meeting for the first time was so special as we walked through the center, and Deborah was just blown away by all the amazing animals at this wonderful facility. So when we come back, my cat correspondent, Deborah Cribbs, and I meet for the very first time, and she will introduce you to some felines that will fill your heart with love and hopefully prompt you to give them what they deserve, the best home. Stay tuned.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Who's in here?
I'm here.
Hello. Hi, I'm Jill Rappaport. We are so excited. We are on location for Pet Life Radio today. And look who is here with me.
Hi.
My cat correspondent, Deborah Cribbs, who came all the way from Ohio to this wonderful Best Friends Pet Adoption Center in Soho. So happy to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here, but I'm very distracted.
Who's in your arms?
This is Donatello. He's only been here for 3 days, folks, but I gotta tell you, he's a kitten. He's only 6 months. He is so friendly. And if you care to look, they take such good care of him here at Best Friends. He only has one eye, but he's okay, everyone. He can see through the one that he has just fine.
And you're telling me that sometimes in these cats that have any sort of disability or special needs, they're actually highly adoptable.
They are, because people so kindly feel like they want to help them, and they take them home to their forever homes. So then we have, who do we have? Betsy.
Look at that. I think she was the one hiding in the drawer. Meanwhile, Deborah, she's been here 3 minutes, and she knows all about the cats.
Betsy, say hi to Jill.
Hi, sweet herbs. Oh, do you don't like my ring?
She's so very young. She's in perfect health. She's only been here a few days. And she also is looking for her final home. And she is going to be such a good companion.
And Jill has allergies to cats. So.
And I love them, but I still surround myself with them. Deborah, this is so exciting. I can't believe you just got here and you really know the lay of the land. No pun intended, right?
I love coming to a well-run shelter.
A happy, beautiful place.
Gorgeous. Best in class for sure. And there are so many cats just looking for their forever home. So come and take a look. You're allowed to come in and wander the floor. Talk to them, pet them. It'll be great.
And also, it's such a happy, wonderful environment. People should know once they walk in the door, it's a feel-good, wonderful adoption center.
Very much so.
I'm having you stick around. You're going to give me more information on more cats. Let's go.
Yes.
The stockings have been hung, the presents wrapped, and under the tree. And soon, Christmas will be here.
Happy holiday season.
From Pet Life Radio, let's talk pets.
Oh, we had so much fun together at Best Friends that we actually did another video segment with these beautiful cats, and I will be bringing that special segment to you next week, along with our special guest star, Riley Smith, singer and actor known for his roles in Nashville and Nancy Drew, just to name a few, and we'll hear all about his band, The Life of Riley. And as we wrapped next week's cat segment with Deborah, I got her thoughts on her experience at Best Friends Pet Adoption Center in New York City. But most important, we were both so excited to meet each other in person. And I know Deborah is not only going to be this show's cat correspondent, hopefully, for a very long time to come, but also a new treasured and valued friend. Oh, I love that. And thank you all for listening today to this Cat Chat edition of Rappaport to the Rescue. And at this time of year, as we are all reminded of all the blessings we have in our lives, please consider opening up your heart and home to an animal in need.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.